You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Mandira Banerjee from University of Michigan News Service, and today I'm speaking with Erin Clayton, a research investigator at the University of Michigan School of Public Health. Clayton's research group recently published a paper that suggests that common chemical compounds, triclosan and bisphenol A, otherwise known as BPA, negatively impact the way our immune system functions. Triclosan is widely known for its use in antimicrobial soaps, and BPA is known to be used in a variety of household and industrial products, including the protective lining of food cans. Erin, this is the first known study to look at BPA and triclosan and its effect on immune system. So why did your group choose to look at this?
BPA and triclosan are two chemicals that are commonly found in our homes, workplaces, and the environment. Many research studies show an association between exposure to environmental chemicals and different disease outcomes. There's a lack of data, however, examining whether exposure to these chemicals may affect our immune systems. So we wanted to begin to address this gap in our understanding of how prevalent chemicals such as BPA and triclosan influence immune function, because our immune systems play a crucial role in determining our overall health status.
So your study found that people with higher levels of BPA and triclosan had a higher incidence of allergies. Can you explain why this impairs the immune function?
We actually used two different markers of immune function in our study. One was diagnosis of allergies. Most individuals with allergies have an imbalance between two groups of cells in their immune systems called T helper cells. The other marker of immune function we used was a measure of antibody levels against a common virus called cytomegalovirus, or CMV for short. CMV antibody levels are a useful marker of immune function because infection with this virus often occurs at a very young age. And once infected, the virus remains in our bodies for our entire life. So controlling this virus becomes a top priority for the immune system. Therefore, high CMV antibody levels are an indication that the immune response is not being as effective in keeping the virus under control. So the associations of BPA and triclosan with allergies and high CMV antibody levels suggest to us that these two chemicals may be negatively influencing immune function.
And what were some of the challenges in studying these compounds in the body?
I think there are at least three big challenges in studying these compounds in the body. First, we need to know the best way to measure body levels of these chemicals. For example, in our study, BPA and triclosan levels were determined from urinary concentrations. But it's possible that it may be more meaningful to determine concentrations of these chemicals in the bloodstream. A second challenge is that we need to consider that there are many other factors besides just the level of these chemicals that may be impacting the associations we observed in our study. Things like stress, genetics, and even different combinations of chemical exposures may all change the way BPA and triclosan influence our immune function. Finally, a third challenge is that we're often limited to data on body levels of these chemicals at one specific point in time in an individual's life. To truly begin to understand whether these chemicals may cause changes to our immune system, we need to invest in the difficult task of collecting data over long periods of time in order to get information on when an individual is first exposed to these chemicals, the length of time he or she is exposed to them, and how the levels of exposure change over time. We hope that future studies by our group and others will overcome many of these challenges in order to provide biological explanations for how chemicals such as BPA and triclosan influence human immune function and disease.
We were talking to research investigator Erin Clayton. Thank you so much for talking to us today.
Of course, thank you.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.